What we need to find out.
It's time now for an NRL transfer update.
Is it? Has that changed?
No, we just kept it the same because we liked it.
We thought it was pretty good. You refused to budge. Yeah, because I thought it was too fast, right? I thought it was a bit chipmunkish. So, and okay. Nothing against the voiceover lady. Nothing against the voiceover lady. So I was sort of saying, well, you know, it's probably just a bit too quick. Shouldn't we do something with it?
Oh, well, let's try this.
It's time now for an NRL transfer update.
Is that a bit slower for you?
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, let's not use that one again.
Let's not make it slower?
No, I thought my radio was breaking up or something. I thought my microphone was shutting down and my headphones were having a bit of a flip out. Okay, so let's just put that on the top of the list of things to do. A, scrap it, or B, come up with a better one.
Okay.
Right, what's happening in the world of the NRL?
Well, the big news that broke yesterday after we went off air and it broke in Jimmy Smith's show is apparently the Panthers are letting Paul Momorowski leave at the end of, you know, in this offseason. Now, Paul Momorowski, he debuted with the Roosters in 2018, then went to the Tigers, and then went on a loan to the Melbourne Storm. Remember, he was the player that the Tigers loaned out for them to get Harry Grant. He missed out on the Melbourne Storm's grand final squad through injury. And then this year was his first year for the Penrith Panthers, played 19 games and scored 6 tries. And I thought he was a really underrated player. He's a South Sydney junior from the Alexandria Rovers. I think he's a really handy player, so I'm very surprised that they're letting him talk to other clubs. Already some clubs that have been linked to him are the Manly Seagulls, New Zealand Warriors, and the Sydney Roosters. Well, the Sydney Roosters get linked with every club, let's be honest. So who knows how great that link is. But I'm very surprised by the news. They've got a lot of youngsters like Charlie Staines there. They've also got a young kid, Isaac Targo, who debuted this year, who I think will be a star. So maybe kind of similar to what they did with Josh Mansour last year. They maybe see they've gotten the most out of Paul Momorowski, but a very interesting news that came out of yesterday after our show.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't across that one. So that's pretty much everything in terms of movement of today.
Yeah, you know, David Riccio was on with the boys, Joel and Fletch, yesterday. So as we reiterated, Adam Elliott, it's going to happen within the next 2 to 3 days for him to the Raiders. And Josh Hodgson, he has confirmed that he definitely will go to the Tigers. They're just sorting out some of the finer details behind the scenes.
So who have they got, just refresh my memory, to replace him at Canberra?
They've got Tom Starling. So a lot of the year, remember, they were starting Josh Hodgson at 9, Tom Starling would come on, and then especially after George Williams left, Josh Hodgson went and played as the 13, but kind of that another playmaker on the field. So Tom Starling, he was a really big success for them in 2020 when Josh Hodgson went down with injury. So I guess Ricky Stewart's probably seen enough where he can be a starting hooker for them week in, week out.
We had a good chat early on this year with Tom Starling on the show, and I was really impressed. Great to catch up with him. All right, 66-59 is the score between the Bucks and the Nets. Milwaukee leading that at halftime. Patty Mills, with 14 minutes on court, has made 5 from 5 from 3-point range. So 15-point haul for Patty as he starts his next phase of his NBA career at the Brooklyn Nets. They are favoured to take it right up to the Bucks here in this season and take the championship off the Bucks, in fact. So 66-59. All right, we'll take a break. More after this on Mornings with Matt White.